I'll read the shortlisted poem first of all. I understand you don't have nightjars in Ireland, but even in England you're very lucky if you do get to hear and see one. I first heard one only a few years ago. They're very mysterious crepuscular birds, and a lot of myth and legend has grown up around them, including they were also known as goat suckers in years gone by, because people believed that they drank the milk of goats and left them unable to produce milk or other purposes. Night of the Nightjar. Why did we come here? Yes, that June storm at last withdrew, murmuring, leaving the evening air disturbed, the moths mad, the night flooded with uneasy shifting light, the moon melting candle wax into a squid ink sky. This ancient woodland, seen it all before. Oak, beech, sweet chestnut, in freeze-framed silhouetted statues, feet firmed in clay, standing for a thousand years, electric storms, lamps, torches, and now the trains, their distant rhythm thumps in heartbeat time, pulsating glints in the dark, like polished amber beads drawn through a velvet glove. This is why we're here. In the ensuing stillness, the air tightens, vibrates, whirring, churring, and hypnotizing, as a rare, pale, pointed star silently divides the night. We stand, goat-like, watching the nightjar feed in the milky light. As a bookseller, I'm always fascinated by bookish subjects, and I was very intrigued to find out that Napoleon Bonaparte was an avid reader. When he went on campaigns, apart from unread official documents, he would take all the latest novels with him in his carriage, which he had specially bound and fitted into cases. And once he finished reading with them, which might only be after a few pages, he would just simply throw them out the window. And where sometimes they'd be picked up by one of his entourage as a souvenir. So I've called this poem N.B. Ex Libris. He leaves the women knitting and sets out for the south. The dark November sky, like a sodden woolen vest, rings itself out on the 200,000 men who glisten like a long ink sentence neatly written along the road and punctuated by a smart blue carriage creaking at the seams, shelves and pockets stuffed with unread letters and reports which await their bored and captive audience, and book-shaped cases, smart and compact as their tricorned owner, filled with ranks of duodecimo novellas, uniformly unbound in their stitched paper wraps, all standing to divert the imperial attention from what awaits him once they've passed through Somo Sierra to Madrid. Restless fingers roughly unseal envelopes, but eyelids start to droop once past the first few lines. So everything beyond is ripped to single words and flung out through the carriage window, where they circle like dead white leaves veined in sepia, felled by rain, pressed beneath the wheels in ground pulp, or so much papier-mâché, to be swiftly followed by a flock of envelopes sent flying far from their intended destination, like his troops from the peninsula. Gloved hands clumsy as they pluck a book at random, fumble through front matter, bastard title and dedication to find the opening lines, then with a shrug of epileptic shoulders and many mutterings of merde, these two dispatched unceremoniously out into the sodden air. But close behind this battle-hungry biblioclast, a horseman guard keeps keen lookout for these vagrant volumes, and with his deftest swordsmanship lifts aloft this latest ex libris exile. In a hinge aligned along the sabre blade, he swiftly flicks it up to catch, then stow, another treasure safely in the dry. Keep early souvenirs, spoils of war, poor text of an as yet unwritten history. This is another natural history related poem. It's called O Odonata. The order of carnivorous insects, Odonata, has two suborders, and Soptera for dragonflies and Zygoptera for the damselflies. O Odonata. Soul catcher, eye snatcher, O Odonata. Horse stinger, gold ringer, wandering glider. Hawker, chaser, skimmer, and darter. Troll spindle, devil needle, stitcher and cutter, snake servant, horse goddess, spiritual flyer, soul catcher, eye snatcher, O Odonata. Ecdysis and Instar, naiad of the water, emerginus imago, teneral, brighter, hawker, chaser, skimmer and darter. King clasps his queen in a heart-shaped carter, as beautiful demoiselle seeks vagrant emperor. Soul catcher, eye snatcher, O Odonata. Broad-bodied, four-spotted, migrant and master, brilliant emerald, scarce jewel-winged Eichner. Hawker, chaser, skimmer and darter. Dragons and damsels from legend and saga of the dinosaur age and its tiny survivor. Soul catcher, eye snatcher, O Odonata. Hawker, chaser, skimmer and darter.